Yes, there's a very security system of cards in invented in our pizza shop. I used to get around. I spent 20 years of my life in the security industry. My colleagues devised all sorts of things, and I spent my time completing them. It's difficult, and for low security, I mean access control and all that sort of thing, no problem. But bank cards, never let them out of your sight, because anybody can copy them in 20 seconds flat, and you can buy the equipment to do it for 30 quid from any do-it-yourself place.
I mean, that's the argument that the latest technology can, you know, be usurped by criminals and chicken pigs, apparently suffering badly and offending. Thank you very much for that. Just a very quick comment from each of the panel. 30 seconds are on your final thoughts of the issues this evening. It has been one-way traffic, but actually, if that's the ground swell, then so be it. It's a matter of honesty. Starting with you.
Yeah. Just another thought about IT systems. There's one that the call service launched back in 1998. It's called Libra. I'm not going to talk about signs of the zodiac, but this is perhaps an example of the classic quality or lack of it of Librans with respect to me and all my brothers. So my children are as well. But Libra has so far now cost nearly £500 million. That's a threefold increase on the initial estimate back in 1998. And you know how many courts there are in this country? Well, guess how many are actually using it? 12. Fantastic example of government IT. And they want us to have an identity database. No other country in the world has tried what Britain's going to supposedly attempt. We must be stark, staring mad to even contemplate it.
Thank you very much, Justin. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the way you shared it tonight. Essentially, yes, it could have been a rally. I thought there was a great deal of debate, especially whilst Michael was still here in the meeting. And I would say that if people do feel it was a rally, there are two reasons. One, all the speakers were given plenty of notice to attend and put their case forward. And secondly, you cannot ignore the strength of feeling. It's a democracy now, and therefore we can say that. Now, one thing you have mentioned a number of times is, despite the obvious strength of feeling right from the beginning of the meeting, has anybody learned anything? Now, even in dark moments of weakness, sometimes I might have been persuaded by some of the things Michael Laws has said. Perhaps we would have found a pot of gold that would have paid it, got rid of my financial deposit. Perhaps people would have been locked up. Perhaps we were all being a bit too worried about it on liberty issues. But the lady over there made an absolutely fantastic point, and this would mean that I would never ever be convinced by persuasive Michael Worlds. And that is, the government today we might trust, I don't, but we might do. But what about after the next election, or the next election? If something changes, that data is on there. You only have to look at the strength of it on things like immigration. God help us, if an extremist party have got their hands on that ID card scheme. It's an absolute disgrace now, and especially for the future.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Yes, I think we have to have some sympathy with Michael. Good on him for standing up to a massive public opinion as obviously. Like 95% of the police of the population would be opposed. On the money question, if they want to throw billions into IT, why didn't you just improve like the national insurance system so that pensions get paid properly, our employees get paid properly, the sick get paid properly? The tax dodging is seen to, the police can have a proper system. The Southern Police were very efficient the other day, so why can't we use this money throughout the country to benefit the people? Thank you.
Thank you.
The main fundamental reason I am so opposed to this register and this database is for a very similar reason to the one voiced by the lady over on my right. My mother's family can trace their ancestors back to the 14th century. They have to. The reason they can, and the reason they have to, is the only reason I'm here today, because my mother's family remembers the Second World War very, very well. and the atrocities that went on. I'd like to ask everybody one last question. Why is this government persistently with the National Identity Register, with the Children's Register, with an awful lot of the serious crime legislation that's gone forward, why are they deciding to use technology to put a sticking plaster over society's ills? Because that can't ever work. If we have problems on the streets, we need policemen on the streets, we need people who want to be neighbours and not shut themselves up in their little boxes and hide away. The more technology we use to sort out society's perceived ills, the more we put people into boxes, the more we divorce them from reality, and the more chance some sort of extremist government has got in the future of doing to us what Hitler managed to do to so many not so long ago.
Attempt to have state control of the masses. Simple as that. That's what I thought was best achieved by getting away on the dock. Mainly, this is best achieved with the ID card scheme. I find it very worrying, and I think you're sleepwalking into a nightmare scenario if you're not careful. I'd just like to leave you with one thought, though. Could the ID card be the mark referred to in Revelation 20, verse 4? Perhaps it's instead of marks on the forehead and the hands, it is marks on the forehead and the hands by the biometrics.
Thank you. It's Michael speaking for the Ukrainian Women's Party, and we believe that this big push for ID to become fewer. So I don't think we can build it, is it? He's got to say that it's coming from there, and what Europe says, we have to
say. Okay, I will say. Yes, I'm concerned by the sense of people with my brother as well. And when I see the people have some comments, I find them going to. But the last thing I really want to say is I want to repeat what I said about government. I forget who it was. Said that an identity based in the hands of a future government like that could be dangerous. But let me remind you of some things that have been happening. We're losing trial and jury. That's one thing that's happening. In many respects, we're losing the freedom of speech. It only needs somebody to report it to the police because they feel not that they've been affected, but that somebody else might be affected for you to have a visit from the police. Don't forget that. The other thing, of course, is that you now have no freedom of access to Europe Parliament. Last year, you could go to Parliament freely and assemble, see your MP, but now you're not allowed to. You have to get police permission. And that is the most disgraceful thing that has ever been done by any government in this country to keep people away from their own party. Access to their own army without police permission. So that you see how it grows and grows. And before very long, we're in an authoritarian state, and then we become into a dictatorship, where prime ministers take no notice of their cabinet, and they take no notice of their army. And they can't be able to turn that person to the
bedroom.
look, it's been, for me, enlightening, because as a journalist, I like to hear lots of different viewpoints. It's been a bit one-sided tonight, but, you know, I thank Michael Wills for fighting his corner, and I thank you for coming along this evening to the Pilgrim Centre to listen and to maybe form new ideas of where we should go forward if we don't have ID cards. If you haven't been, I'm sure you'll be fighting that film as well too. So thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for your questions. If your question didn't get asked, apologies, we have plenty from the floor, and I really appreciate that. I appreciate the support that you've shown this evening. And it's nice to know that Swindon can have proper discussion about issues that affect ordinary people's daily lives. And long may we have more debates in this very premises. The climate debate last year was fantastic, and this is the issue. So thank you very much indeed. Yes, one slide, but I thank you for all this. And give a round of applause, please, to the panel, as well as Michael Lewis, who did leave early. Thank you very much.